Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For
Ice Cream Jones
and new ice cream cone cereal.
My name's Ice Cream Jones. I'm bringing the kids my ice cream cones, a crunchy new cereal for breakfast, the great taste of ice cream cones. Whoa!
I'll have vanilla.
Give me chocolate chip.
They look like little ice cream cones
and taste like them. The crunchy part of this nutritious breakfast.
My name's Ice Cream Jones, with the great taste of ice cream cones.
New ice cream cone cereal.
Ahoy, sailors! Set sail on a sweet new adventure with Scoops Ahoy! Boatloads of flavors, treasures of toppings, and a sea of yum! Scoop your own at home! An ocean of joy with Scoops Ahoy! Scoops Ahoy!
Summertime is here, need something to keep you cool. Now summertime is here, need something to keep you cool. Hey little girl, I've got something for you. I'm your ice cream man, stop me when I'm passing by. I'm your ice cream man, stop me when I'm passing by.
Greetings, stranger friends, and welcome back to the Stranger Danger podcast, where today I'm here talking to you both in audio form and, if you are subscribed to the YouTube channel, Fans Not Experts, in video form, as I am ready to talk more Stranger Things ice cream. Yes, I feel like there's weird shadows under my eyes. Maybe I'm gonna shine some light on me a little more. I'm not gonna edit this out at all, folks. It's been a little bit since the last time you heard from me. I ate the Cinnabon Bites, I think it was called, Cinnamon Bun Bites, whatever it was. It was delicious, and I'm back to try another flavor of iced cream. I want to say ice cream, but I also want to say iced cream with a D. And sometimes the lighting just stinks.
Look at this. I'm going to tap it. It's probably going to be a little better. I'm trying two lights now to see if this makes a difference. I'm also wearing my official Stranger Danger t-shirt that you could purchase yourself. If you go to any of this blog post or in the show notes, you'll see a link to it. I mean, you know, it's there. No pressure. But I thought I would wear it to kind of, you know, get in the mood. And I, of course, besides this, I want to talk a little bit about the podcast and a little bit about Stranger Things. I looked up something and it wasn't much, but I wanted to mention it real quick. And of course, got some voicemails that I want to play. But I did want to mention the next time that you will hear from me, from the Stranger Danger, it will not be a taste test. That'll still happen. There's other flavors. There's plenty of time to do this. But the next time you hear from me, I will be talking Tales of Hawkins, Tales from Hawkins. It's a comic book. It's the I'm bringing back the book club to do Tales from Hawkins or Tales of Hawkins, depending on what it actually is called, part one. So I'm gonna spread that out. Not going to do all four at once. I thought it because the... No, I think I have all four, but I'm not going to do all four at once. I thought it'd be fun to just done it, kind of do smaller episodes, and you get more content, right? Technically, or similar content, but I think you'll get more content. It gives you more chances to call in and send voicemail. But the one thing I did want to mention, I looked up Stranger Things in Google News, and there was one awful article that said, like, look, there goes the light. One awful article that says, like, Stranger Things is looking to recast major actors. And I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? And the blog post was something like Inside the Magic, which I think is a Disney-themed blog. But based on what I read, it's just another clickbait, just another article where you see these articles where they say, they give you a quick paragraph, and then they say Stranger, then they explain what Stranger Things is. They explain it to you like you've never heard of it. They explain who the actors are, and they talk about the character. It starts with the missing Will Byers, like blah, blah, blah. Then it gets to the bottom, and it says there's a musical that's a prequel, and in the musical, or not a musical, there's a play that's going to be a prequel. It'd be amazing if it was a musical. There's a play that's going to be a prequel, and in the prequel, obviously, they're younger versions, so they're going to be different actors. You realize it's just click, and I hate that Google News even picks it up. I know if they showed up in my news page, I could say, don't show articles from this, but I can't seem to just filter them out when you just search in the news. So that is unfortunate. The Google News really takes too much from blogs, in my opinion. That's how I feel. But I did find something that gave me just a little bit of news. It's from Collider. Look, you see how I did that? I stressed the R. I didn't do the Boston accent. As I would have said Collider, but like short for Kaleidoscope. Collider. It's a blog, and it talks about Dan Trachtenberg. And he did an interview recently promoting his film Prey, which I still haven't seen. It's in the Predator world. And I've heard really good things, but I have not seen it yet. He also directed 10 Cloverfield Lane, which I was a big fan of. I enjoyed that movie. And it looks like he is directing an episode of season 5 of Stranger Things. And he did an interview. He did an interview with Collider's Emily Bernard to promote the upcoming release of Prey on 4K, Ultra HD, and DVD. Because DVDs are still available. It's on Hulu. But so the paragraph says, the series has had strong directors at the helm of various episodes throughout the series, including Sean Levy and showrunner, writer, duo Matt and Ross Duffer. We know that. We all know that. Now, of course, did you see Sean Levy was at the Jets game last week with Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman and Taylor Swift and Blake Lively? I've spaced on her name because Sean Levy's directing the next Deadpool movie, right? He's all over the place, man. He's all over the place. But we know where his heart is. His heart is in Hawkins. I feel like that should be an album. I should write an album called My Heart. I Left My Heart in Hawkins. Did I just come up with another project that I announce or mention and never get to? We'll find out. So he, this is a quote from the interview with Collider. It says, I was prepping it, talking about the episode he was working on. I was prepping it before the strike and doing previews for sequences and stuff. He said, it's awesome. I'm doing it because I love that show so much. I think every season has gotten better and better and better. Three betters. And this is the final one, and the Duffers are geniuses and good, really good dudes. And this episode, that's just an episode of season five, has really awesome set pieces in it, and it's going to be huge, man. It's a big season, and so far, so cool. I didn't give you much of anything except the fact that this guy seems to be working on an episode with some big set pieces that are really cool and really awesome, which, I mean, come on, we come to expect that with Stranger Things, but it's just cool to see that this guy, who I recognize his name, is talking a little bit about the show and how he's going to be working on something big. Oh, there's something else in there. Bernard noted that Trachtenberg, that his style of filmmaking was perfectly suited to the design of Stranger Things. He says, yeah, me and the Duffers have very similar sensibilities, raised around the same time and on the same movies. And this is just genre stuff that I haven't totally gotten to play in, and yet I don't know if I would say so. Wait a minute. And I don't know if I would say so. I'm glad I could just grab on. I want to ride too. I don't know if I can read properly. But anyway, I just wanted to note about that. Also, I wanted to check, let's just do it live, because why not, the Stranger Apple podcast and check it out. And see if we have any new reviews or ratings. Now, I might have mentioned this, but this was in May, so I don't know if I have or not. I think I did. I think I did when I did Kamchatka. But Alan, now remember that name, Alan. Alan just wrote this, my favorite thing in the whole wide world universe of space. Alan. Thank you for that. And if I've already read it, thank you again for that. Now, of course, if you do leave a review on iTunes, you will be celebrated in the only way I know how, by me reading it on the podcast. Now, besides that, you know you can also send me voicemails. Go to StrangerDangerPodcast.com/hotline, and that'll bring you right to the thing on your phone. You don't have to call. There's nothing to call. You press a little button. You talk into the microphone of your phone like this.
Hello. Hello, Michael.
And you can leave a fantastic voicemail that I'll play on the show, unless you're some kind of sicko who leaves swear words and all kinds of dirty nonsense, then I won't play it, but let's be honest. None of the Stranger Friends are like that. They leave cool things like this.
Hey, Stranger Danger. I am listening to your podcast right now, and I love it so much.
Thank you.
And I'm starting to watch One Piece, the live action on Netflix.
I've heard of it.
And it's so freaking good. Oh, my God. It was so freaking good. That would give it a 10 out of 10.
Awesome.
But Stranger Things that much, I would say it's a good show too, but I like One Piece. Bye.
That was awesome. But wait, did I hear myself in the background there? I think I did. Anyone else hear that screaming back there? Like in the background, I was like, bah! Was that the Demogorgon? I'm getting scared. But I think he was listening to my show as he was leaving the message. I have heard of One Piece. But I only heard of One Piece because of the Netflix show. When they're like, they're doing a live action One Piece, I said, oh,
what is that?
Because I don't know what it is. I don't really know much about anime. And I did not know this at all. All I know is I've heard of Cowboy Bebop, and they did a live action version and people hated it and it got canceled. And they did this One Piece that I hadn't heard of. They do the live action, and people seem to say it's pretty great, and they really like it. The consensus is that it from what I've heard, it got positive reviews. So much so that I got a this sender who didn't leave his name. I recognize his voice, but he didn't leave his name. Left another message about it.
To start watching the One Piece live action on Netflix.
No,
and start making a podcast about it.
Oh, I should start
leave
a podcast.
It is off the chart for me, and yeah. And I also got like this cool looking Zero Funko Pop. This guy with the katana, whatever you call it.
I know what a Funko
also,
Pop is.
Also, I love this drink called Prime.
Oh my God.
It is so good. I love it. And maybe your nieces might like it.
My nephew.
I don't know.
My nephew. Her brother.
It's just.
I've heard of it through him.
Off the chart again. And yeah,
a lot of things.
Get it at your convenience stores, 7-Eleven, anywhere, just anywhere. My favorite flavor is lemonade prime.
Well, it sounds good.
Raz.
I know
any flavor prime. Bye.
Bye. So I've heard of Prime. My nephew and his friends. He plays like soccer and lacrosse. He is, he just turned 11, and he's completely. He was into it. I don't know if he's still into it. But at one point he was, and he was trying to find all these things and trading flavors, I think, at school. Isn't that like the Paul guy? Why can't I think of his name? He's the Paul who also wrestles, and he's actually quite good at wrestling. I haven't tried it. And there's one with the energy drink, but like there was so much caffeine. I'm sure if I drank the one with the energy or caffeine, I would just pop and explode. I don't think I could take that, but the regular one, I've heard it was good, but I have yet to try that yet. And, you know what? Doing, a One Piece podcast sounds like a good idea, but it shouldn't be me. I don't know anything about the show. I don't even know if I'm going to watch the show, to be completely honest with you. Please don't leave it yet. But it should be one of you. Like, there's nothing special about making a podcast. All you need is a phone. I mean, let's be honest, the tool that I used before when I started this podcast was just the Spotify for podcasters. It's free. Anyone can do it. You can get the app. You can make it up. They give you all these tips, all these ways to add clips and everything. I recommend, dude, just go for it. It doesn't have to be, you could do a 10-minute podcast. It doesn't have to be anything special or fantastic. I recommend that you do it. And I appreciate that you send it another voicemail. But we still have more.
Hello, it's Alan again from Detroit.
Hello, Alan.
And yes, you were right. That was a AC/DC TNT. The,
TNT, I'm dynamite.
And that was clean without the overdrive. But anyway, you said that might have been my own thing. I do have more of my own thing, but it's not like regular. It's tapping. So yeah.
Here
it is. I have two versions. One on the E, low E.
That's the top string
on the A.
For non-guitar players.
It's the
players.
Same thing, just different strings.
Unless you have a seven-string guitar, which I don't recommend.
So first, low E.
Low E. Cool.
I'm still working on the end part, but yeah. Now we have the A string.
A string is the next string. Dude.
But yeah, and also I can do some string pulling, so. Yeah.
Awesome.
That's all. Bye.
I love that there are still kids out there into rock and roll music and playing guitar. It makes me very happy. Very happy. Thank you for leaving a message, Alan. Oh, wait. What's that? I said, remember Alan. Here's another one from him.
Hello. And yes, it's Alan again.
Hello.
Anyway, you may have not heard my other one that I sent in.
Oh, I did.
A special surprise.
We all just heard it.
But if you have, I hope you enjoy it. If you haven't, you'll enjoy it for sure.
Absolutely.
But anyway, about your thing about Iron Maiden, Yes, I've had heard of them, and yes, I do want to see them, but of course, tickets through the roof. Prices are through the roof. Yeah, and my favorite song by them is Norman the Beast. Anyway, bye!
Bye!
Let him who hath understanding reckon the number of the beast, for it is a human number. Its number is 666. I left alone. For those of you who don't know, I just played an Iron Maiden song that's from 1982. I was just a wee lad. Alan, decades away, I think, from being born. And the fact that he is listening to Iron Maiden is wonderful. But what you need to do, Alan, you need to get an older brother who has dogs that need to be taken out. And he goes on when he goes away. And then he says, hey, man, can you take out my dogs this weekend? And you do it. And then your brother showers you with concert tickets. He goes to the concerts with you. And, you know, it all works out. So if you could do that, you can go see Iron Maiden as much as I've been able to see them over the years. But I love that you called back. And I love that you're into my favorite band, who just played a giant concert. If you look up Power Trip on YouTube, they just played. And guess what? Maybe Metallica, but next to Metallica, they were the best ones. And I didn't even go. I just know they are, because that's how I feel about them. Thank you so much, Alan. And I got one more voicemail. One more before we get to the tasting. Got a voicemail today. Today, when I was off watching my Patriots get destroyed at my friend's house, I checked my email. It says, you have a voicemail from Christopher.
Hey, Mike. It's Chris again. Hi, Chris. I just wanted to say, I like the podcast. We tried that cinnamon bun thing.
It's delicious.
And, yeah, I just wanted to say, hope to hear more podcasts from you. And I'm also trying to learn how to play the other Stranger Things thing as well. And the guitar. So.
More guitar.
Yeah. And what's all I wanted to say? Bye.
Bye. Christopher. Look at that. I lost my ability to speak. Another guitarist trying to play the Stranger Things theme song on guitar. Awesome. And thank you so much for listening, for sending in your voicemail. Thank you so much for enjoying the last taste test episode. And you know, I think with that, and yes, keep playing the guitar. And if you have anything you want to send in on playing guitar, by all means, do it. With that, why don't we get down to the tasting as we taste another flavor of Scoops Ahoy ice cream. This one called Pineapple Upside Down. Get it?
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, let's get down to it. I'm holding it in my hand. It's starting to sweat a bit, but hopefully I don't, it didn't melt too much. It's been sitting here. Scoops Ahoy ice cream parlor, pineapple upside down. Pineapple ice cream with a salted caramel swirl and pound cake chunks. Chunks. It says, Ahoy, set a sail with a sea of flavor with these cool, delicious treats inspired by Starcourt's Mall very own ice cream parlor, Scoops Ahoy, which it said last time as well. This one, I forget, is this one a little darker than the other one? Some of them have different colors. Look at that. Last time, the plastic cover had a Scoops Ahoy, right? Didn't it have something on it? This one's just plain, boring, old white. Ooh, I'm taking off the cover, and yeah, it did melt a little bit, but that's okay. Look at the swirl. I'm smelling it. You know, like I'm like a sommelier or whatever, a wine. You know, people, I could care less about wine, but people will swirl it around and give you the mouth feel and I'd rather do it about ice cream. And you're probably listening to this podcast going, can he stop sniffing? But no, I can't. Delicious. How can I say a smell is delicious? It's nice, but let's get to the part where we find out if this is delicious or not. If we like it more than the other one. I don't know. We're going to rank it. Cinnamon bun, pretty high. Let's see where pineapple is. Oh, it's melted a bit. So I'm taking a first little scoop, and it seems like I can see, it's almost like a syrupy thing, but I don't see any chunks of pound cake in yet. Here we go. First
mouthful.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. So the pineapple, the ice cream itself is pineapple, right? Oh, yeah. It's not vanilla. Yeah, it's pineapple ice cream. Right away, you get what feels like real pineapple flavor. Like, it doesn't feel chemical or like pineapple candy or anything.
That's cold. That ice cream is cold. But nobody told me the ice cream was going to be cold.
You can get some of the syrup, I think, adds a little more pineapple flavor to it.
Yes.
I haven't got a chunk yet of anything. Wait. Nope. I've been promised chunks of pound cake. I've yet to see one. I'm going to dig in here a little bit, get like a scoop. Okay. Like, there's something. There's definitely pineapple. Okay. I mean, nothing. Oh, wait. Nope, that's ice cream. Not one bit of cake yet. So while the ice cream is good, I'm not sure it's going to live up to the cinnamon. And I'm not going to eat this whole thing. I promised my wife she can have this pineapple one. She cares more about this. It's up her alley. Up her alley, yeah. But I'm not going to stop until I get a piece of pound cake. I'm sorry. Maybe I am. Because I haven't got one. Pound cake chunks. If you said pound cake bits, maybe I accidentally got one. But you promised chunks. Chunks, ladies and gentlemen. I'm still eating this gosh darn ice cream, and I almost don't want to anymore, but I just want to experience the chunks. Don't we all? All right. I gotta like chop this up. Move a little bit aside. See if I can find anything down here that resembles a chunk of pound cake. I think I found it. All right. Here we go. I'm going in. No, it all just, either the pound cake just melts in your mouth like ice cream, or it's false advertising. Wait. All right. This is it. This is it, folks. I feel like this last spoonful. This is it. If it's not in this, I'm going to file a complaint with Netflix.
So cold. My old teeth are chattering.
Nothing. Did it all get to the bottom? All right. I went deep. I lied. That wasn't my last spoonful. But this is it. Oh, I felt something solid. I feel like I'm digging for treasure. Is this like, I see the syrupy gooey stuff. Not one bit. If this pound cake in here, it adds nothing because you don't notice it at all. That's it. I'm closing up shop. I'm covering it up. And I am going to say the pineapple ice cream is good. Very, very tasty. The salted caramel swirl, I actually thought it was pineapple. I didn't quite pick up on that. And the pound cake chunks were non-existent. I didn't taste them at all in this. But still, my wife is going to find this quite delicious because she loves pineapple. But me, right now, ranking them, out of the two, this is number two. Cinnamon was way better. Again, My wife says, a pineapple girl. I'm a cinnamon boy. That's what they call me in high school, cinnamon boy. I want to live with my cinnamon boy. Look that song up. It's actually called Cinnamon Girl, but I switched it around. This was good, but not good enough to be ranked number one. But so right now, the king is still the cinnamon bun bites. We'll see next time. I'm not even sure what the next flavor will be. I'll have to search for a few things, and we'll see what it is. But yeah, I think that's it. I think we did it. We tasted it. It was okay, but it wasn't a winner. Not a full winner. It's only because I couldn't find the pound cake chunks. But we'll see next time. But as I said, the next time you hear from me, we'll be doing going back to the book club and reading some comics. And I have a lot of comics to get to. So there are many episodes coming in the very near future. And, of course, other things that I promised that I hope to get to someday. But no matter what, there'll be episodes of Stranger Danger coming to your podcast and to your ears. Woo! I don't know what that means. But just a few things. You can find me on Twitter at Geek Mentality. You can find the show on Twitter at Stranger D Pod. It's on Instagram at Stranger Danger Pod. It's on Threads at Stranger Danger Pod. And I'm not on Blue Sky yet. I'd love an invite, but I haven't been there yet. And you can find, of course, Geek Mentality on Threads and Geek Mentality on Instagram as well. But all points lead back to the website, which is StrangerDangerPodcast.com. Every episode we've ever done can be found there. Or you can just subscribe to us in all the places that you can find podcasts, which is like what? Apple and Spotify. Stitcher's gone. Google Podcast is going away. That's going to be YouTube Music, which I'm not a huge fan of. But anyway, if you can subscribe to it, if you can subscribe to podcasts on it, I use Pocket Cast. That's my number one app. But if you could subscribe to a podcast on it, I want to finish my thought. You can find us there. Just search Stranger Danger, Stranger Things. There's other Stranger Danger podcasts out there, but this is the only one that covers Stranger Things. Is the only one hosted by this. Okay, that was more for the people watching the video. My friends, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for subscribing. And remember, you scream, I scream. We all scream for ice cream. Stay stranger, my friends. Goodbye. Bye.
I want my flavor, little girl. I got to be just right for you.
Fans, not experts. Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Save big on brunch for mom. All in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.